Hi, this is Sunny James with another motivational moment. Today I want to talk to you about positive attitude tips, and I'm going to teach you how to change a negative attitude to a positive one. Okay, here we go. Now, a positive attitude, you know, these tips are so important to learn and follow, because if you just, you know, you hear this but you don't apply it, it's not going to do you any good. My purpose is to teach you how to live your life with passion, purpose, happiness, and success. And there's nothing more that's going to do that for you than learning to have a positive attitude. Okay? So, now, there are 9 key success habits that help to keep us on track. And learning those is so important, and keeping it positive is at the top of the list. So our society is geared towards being negative, so it's really easy to get caught up in all the negative attitude towards life. You know how that goes. How many times you get on the phone with one of your friends and they're pissing and moaning about this and that and how bad life is, and you go to work and the people there are pissing and moaning about how they don't get paid enough, how they don't have good enough health care, if they even have it, how they don't have good benefits. I mean, they just complain, complain, complain. So you got to be careful about, you know, getting caught up in this. And if you're someone who is struggling to keep a positive attitude, then you want to keep on listening to this positive attitude tips, and then I want you to start to apply them in your everyday life. That's the important part. You can't just do it once. You got to keep on doing it day after day. Live and breathe this stuff, because that's what's going to make the difference in your life. Now, these tips, they've helped a lot of people, and they can help you too, but you got to listen to them and you got to start applying them. Okay, so first you must understand that, you know, life is all about choices, and you can choose to have a positive attitude or you can choose to have a negative attitude. You're the one in control, or you're not in control of your life. That's as simple as that. So the first thing you need to do is to be in touch with your inner thoughts, and if you're finding that you're, you know, being negative, then you need to start making these changes and make it into a positive attitude just as soon as you realize you're off on a bad attitude. That's the best way, because I'll tell you what, here's what happens. If you let yourself have a negative attitude, that's just like having a ball and chain wrapped around your foot. And you can go through life every day with a bad attitude, but I'll tell you what, if you enjoy dragging around a ball and chain with you, you just go ahead and keep on that bad attitude. Because here's what happens. When you have that bad attitude, you are expending so much time and energy, you don't even realize, trying to overcome this negative attitude. As you go through and you do things every day, whether you're at home cleaning or being around the house doing chores or even doing something you think you want to do, but you have this bad attitude, so you're expending out all this extra energy, okay? And I'll tell you what, by the time you do finish whatever it is you're doing with this negative attitude, you are so exhausted trying to overcome all that negativity that you've literally drained yourself emotionally and physically, okay? So it's important to have a positive attitude, because when you have a positive attitude, that's like having your engine on full throttle, and you can get things done so easy and so effortless. So, like I said, it's all a choice, and whatever you decide to do, you know, that is truly your own choice. But I know which one I would want to choose, and I know which one I do try to choose as best as I can. Okay, so you need to keep control of your environment, and you want to start making everything about your life as positive as you possibly can. You want to read and listen to positive learning material, okay? And you want to watch what you're watching on television. If it's something negative and always down, 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 watch uplifting shows and get DVDs about positive uplifting situations, you know, of people coming over, overcoming great adversity in their life. You know, get good shows, you know, like, you know, inspirational stuff like Rocky, or, you know, what was the show there with Rudy Rudiker, you know. But there's just endless amounts of things out there that you can, you know, listen to or watch, but you gotta watch what it is that you are doing with your environment. You want to keep it positive and uplifting, because if you're around negative people and in bad environments, negative environments, it's just gonna affect you and drag you down. So you want to watch who you spend time with, okay? The conversations that you have, the actions that you take, make everything geared toward what you want, not what you don't want, okay? This is so important, and you just got to get tuned into yourself and become aware of these things. It's going to make a huge difference on your life when you start applying being in a positive attitude, being around positive people, being in a positive environment. These are all choices. And if you're in, bad environments and you're in around bad, negative people and stuff, you can make a difference in yourself through your choices, okay? So always know what you want for yourself in life and start working towards that, because when you're doing something that you have a passion for, this helps to keep you upbeat. And as you start to see the results, then this helps to keep you motivated by, wanting to keep going in that positive motivation and in that positive direction. And the more you keep achieving the things that you want in life, the more that keeps you in a positive, uplifting, attitude. And it just makes your life a completely different world than what it is right now. So remember this, life is all about choices, and you can choose to be in control of your life, or you can let life control you. Okay? I hope these positive attitude tips, are helpful for you. And, I want so much for you to be able to learn to live your life with passion, purpose, happiness, and success. That's what my motivation is and inspiration is for you that are listening to this, to get that message and to take it to heart and start to apply these tips, because that's what's going to make the difference. You can't just listen to it, you got to apply it. Okay, so two things I want you to do right now, if you haven't already, is number one, if you haven't subscribed to this podcast or wherever you're listening to this, whether it's on YouTube or iTunes, subscribe to it so you can continue to get these positive, motivational, inspirational messages from me. And number two, if you haven't gone to my website and gotten your free How to Unleash the Power Within guide, go download that today. TNT, that's my thought. TNT, today, not tomorrow. Take action today, not tomorrow. Go to my website, sunnyjames.com/guide. That's sunnyjames.com/guide. Go there today and get that guide. Take the time, sit somewhere quietly where you can take a half hour and read that and start applying those tips that are in that book. And I want you to start living your life with passion, purpose, success, and happiness in your life. So go there today, subscribe today, and we'll see you on the next motivational moment.
You see a little bit of this, a little bit.